Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Vanessa. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great, thanks.
So happy to have you here. So tell us what you've been up to for the past year.
Oh gosh, the past year, that's a long time. With books, I have decided to start a brand new series, which I'm really excited about. It's a lot of fun. It kind of leans more towards romantic comedy than things I've written in the recent past. And so
yeah.
I find it's funny because I like to write and type and laugh at what I'm putting down on pages.
Oh my gosh, I love this. And so what led you to do a switch over? Like, was it just something you're just like ready to take a break from your previous series and be like, you know, it's time for a bit of a rom-com, you know, kind of take on things?
It's a great question, because where do we come up with our ideas? That's really always what we get asked often, I think, as authors. For me, this one was fun because I wanted to write a remake of 16 Candles, the 1980s classic. At least I think it's a classic, because Jake Ryan is really my first love. And so I wanted to have the beginning of the book be where the heroines by accident sent a sex quiz that she was writing for a friend's girls' night out, by accident sends it to her billionaire boss. So it goes from there, and there's lots of little threads tying into 16 Candles all the way through the book. And that was just so much fun for me. So if you are a 16 Candles enthusiast, you'll definitely recognize the Jake Ryan influences throughout.
I am excited for this. Yes.
So that was how I started out. To answer your question, that was how I started out, is I wanted to do that. And that was kind of fun and different. And I certainly couldn't go anywhere near what I've done in recent past. So I was like, I'm doing this and I am going for it.
I love this. And let's chat about Mayan Candy, because Mayan Candy is another billionaire brewer's age guy, where older heroine, younger hero, which is Cheska's. That's my go-to trope, you know. Talk to us about the elevator pitch.
Right. Well, Mayan Candy is book two. And as you said, he's a hockey player, and age gap is narrow. So I'll get a lot of questions about how big is the age gap, or the reverse age gap in this case. And he's 27 and she's 35, just so that your listeners can know that window of time. But the elevator pitch is the hockey player meets the heroine, and he falls first and immediately, and says he's marrying her and sets his sights on making that happen. Mm-hmm. And she tries with everything in her power to make that not happen, because he's not Mr. Right. He is too young. He travels for work, obviously, since he's a professional hockey player. She's looking for the picket fence since she's a little older. And so her sister and others talk her into maybe having him be Mr. Right now. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, she has to decide if Mr. Right now is really Mr. Right.
And I am very excited for this one. It comes out this week. So you can just purchase, you can go add in the stuff. Let's talk about the next books in the series. What can we expect for the next two books?
Okay, sure. I've introduced four brothers as kickoff to the series. So in book one, it was brother one. In book two, it's brother two. And you can guess what happens with three and four. However, I don't intend to stop with just the four brothers. I've sort of threaded in possible characters around town for future books. But book three is Man Cave. That is Theo, the doctor brother. And for those of you who have read Man Hunt, it is Mallory, who is the heroine in book one's best friend, and the calamities that she gets into with the straight-laced doctor brother.
Very exciting. Oh, so excited. So I'm excited. Let's check with some of your other books. So if people are looking for, once they found the series, they want to try out some other series for you. Can you give us like a starter guide, like, you know, from your backlist work, like where can readers start reading your backlist? Sure.
Well, you could start by asking yourself, do you want historical or contemporary? And then, so I write small town Montana. So if you want mostly cowboys, but I'm veering away from that and just truly small town, steamy small town. If you want historical, then you have to ask yourself, do you want menage or just male female? So if you want just male female, then I've got a bunch of historical options for that. If you want menage, then the Bridgewater Bride series, which was the first series I wrote, has quite a number of male, female, male books that you could take on. If you answered contemporary, then you could ask the second sub questions, like a big tree. Do you want menage or male, female? If you want menage, I would go for the grade A beef cakes. But book one is sirloin of beef. They're hot, fun, and all about the lady. If you're looking for male, female, I would go with Billionaire Ranch, because it's got a hint of suspense to it. And these characters are a little bit darker, where they've got, you know, real life problems that come up and definitely get in the way of love.
I love this. I love this guide. So you can give us like a teaser of where we can go and have like a wiper.
Right. They're all hot, but I'm sure that every reader's got a different thing that they want to read. And depending on the day or the week, and you know what, I always have different things I like to pull up and read before bed. So sometimes I like to read Insta Love. Sometimes I like to read Motorcycle Club. And so it depends on what you're up for. I've got quite a different options.
I love this. All right. So let's have some book recommendations. Do you have any books recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh my gosh. Yes. You asked me for a list before we chatted, and I've gave you several, and now I'm on the spot because I can remember them all. I love J.T. Geisinger, and she has been putting out some books lately that have so many twists and turns in them. I'm not going to say more than that because they're just like, wow, what did I just read kind of books. But also her a little bit older books are not quite as shocking in an amazing way, by the way. I think it was Ruthless Creatures, which is book one in one of her series. It's got mafia, it's got hot alpha protective guy with a strong heroine, so many good things. My favorite. I read that more than once. What else? My go-to authors would be Bryn Asher. I love her books as well. And I also love Penny Reed, but her books are definitely more lighthearted and fun, but those characters are just yummy.
I love this. I love these recommendations. And I love Ruthless Creature. I like the second one. I think it's Colonel Argus, the one where the best friend.
Yes, that relationship is just spot on because she is feisty and she doesn't submit to anyone but the hero. And so I love how strong she is, and she will submit, but only for him. And he recognizes that she's giving over willingly.
Yeah. Yeah. That was such a good book. So love these recommendations. Vanessa, tell us where you can find me online.
To find me online. Well, my books are wide. So if you have a favorite retailer, it's probably there for buying a book. On Facebook, you can just do a search for me, Vanessa Vail. I have a private Facebook group you're welcome to join. Readers love to post hot cowboy photos, but now we're starting to share pictures of Mav and Dex and the other James brothers in the On the Manhunt series. TikTok, I am there, but I'm old, so please stop by and follow me because I need all the help I can get. That is Vanessa Vail Author, all one word. Instagram, I'm also Vanessa Vail Author, but there's underscores between each word.
Love it. Thank you, Vanessa, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I talk fast. I hope I got all kinds of fun book information in.
You did. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.